This is Liz Lynch, and you are listening to the Entrepreneur Podcast Network.
This is Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, and your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. Entrepreneurial Fit Radio is your location for health and fitness information for the busy entrepreneur. And as we all know, without good health, you cannot be successful nor productive. If you are parents to young children and are entrepreneurs, listen up. Today we are visiting with Dr. Susan Lowry, chiropractor and founder and creator of the Motor B, the Moms on the Run blanket. Susan, welcome to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
It's great to be on. Good morning.
Good morning. It is great to have you on. So what inspired you to create the Motor B?
Well, my husband and I are chiropractors, and we started running to, you know, show our patients what it's like to live a healthy lifestyle. We wanted to walk the walk. Unfortunately, our littlest guy was 6 weeks old when we started running, so we took him out in the jogging stroller. We had a million blankets tucked around, and we live in the Pacific Northwest. It's cold. It's rainy. If you wait for a nice day, you're never going to get out there. And after, you know, we got better at running and our mileage increased, we would have to stop and fix the blanket when it fell off or got stuck in the wheels or he kicked it off. And I said, there has got to be something better, something that works a little better for these active parents. And my husband looks at me and goes, so make it. You know, and so I thought about all my needs. I wanted it to stay put. I wanted it to be weatherproof. It had to keep him warm. It had to be sleek. It had to look good, you know. I'm all about looking like I know what I'm doing. And so I came up with a prototype, and I built a blanket like I wanted, and I called it the Motor B, the Moms on the Run blanket. I love acronyms, and it worked. I took it out and put our little guy in it, and I run with it all the time, and I actually still run with the prototype I have. So that's where it started.
Very cool. Now, how does this business keep you fit? It almost sounds like it's speaking for itself, but maybe get into it a little bit.
Well, you know, in this day and age with social media marketing and branding and things like that, you really have to walk the walk. And I'm talking to other active parents out there, moms, and saying, hey, I found some problems with, you know, trying to be active. And here's the solution I came up with. Now, it would be disingenuous of me to not be living the lifestyle that I'm promoting. I don't have a huge marketing budget. It's me. It's my husband. And you know, that's how we have to promote it. We have to say it's important to be out and active with your family. It's important to have the right tools so you can do it properly. And follow us and see how we live. And if you think the product will work for you, you know it works for us.
What are some obstacles facing parents that want to become active that you've seen?
One of the biggest things is time. You know, we have three children. They're all going in different directions. It's hard to carve out that space to work out. Like right now we train for half marathons. There's no practical way we could train for a full marathon because we just don't have the time to do a 20-mile run. You know, so you have to make accommodations. You either have to get the right equipment so your children can come with you, which is one of the things we worked on with the Motor B. We're either pushing our littlest guy in a stroller or our other kids are riding their bikes along with us or they're running with us. And then, getting childcare is really hard. It could be expensive if you have to pay a babysitter every time you go for a run, or every time you want to go to the gym. So we look for a gym that has built-in childcare. And then we also, you know, we try to maximize when our kids are doing activities. My daughter's on the swim team at the Y, so instead of just watching her, I will go and work out. So you have to get a little creative with fitting in your workout. It's a little bit tricky to stick to a plan because having kids just kind of turns your schedule a little bit upside down.
Yeah, I'm sure it does, and I certainly know that from experience. Now, we are joined by Dr. Susan Lowry, chiropractor, founder and creator of the Motor B, the Moms on the Run blanket, here on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio, a part of the Entrepreneur Podcast Network. Susan, you already have a successful business. Why did you feel that you needed to start another one?
Well, you know, It started itself. Like I said, I had made a prototype, and it was working for us. And I wanted to explore the options on it. So I took it to a children's store downtown in my hometown, and I said, you know, you deal with children's products all the time. What would you add? What would you take away? You know, what do you need for this to be a children's product, you know, or a baby product? What is out there in the market? What are people looking for? And she goes, I'll take 10. So she just, you know, put in an order right away, and I was like, oh, hey, I'm kind of onto something here. And then my husband and I looked at each other, and we said, why not grow a business? The economy is a little bit in the toilet right now. Everybody needs to diversify, you know. It would be silly of us not to capitalize on the opportunity that seemed to just fall in our lap. Now, it's hard work in the meantime, and it's not happening overnight, but it just seemed, you know, when opportunity comes, you have to take that leap and you have to go for it. Now, fortunately, because we had another business, because we had our chiropractic clinic, we learned a lot of business lessons in the 10 years we've been open. And we're hoping those lessons will be taken to the next business and we won't have to reinvent the wheel. We won't make the same mistakes. We can be smarter, and this business will grow to be successful much faster.
What is the next step for the Motor B, and how do we find out more?
Well, right now the Motor B has gone off to sewing contractors. It's been outsourced, but within the U.S., so they're still made in the USA. And we just had to get them off our kitchen table. You know, we had to grow. And so they're out of the sewing contractors. They've been made. They're coming back. They get photographed. And our next big goal is to get on Amazon. We love the security and the largeness of selling on Amazon. And people love free shipping, which is available with Amazon Prime. So that's our big step for this year. It was manufacturing and get on Amazon. And if you want to stay up to date on where the Motor B is going and what we're doing, you can check out our website, which is www.themotorb.com. You can like us on Facebook at The Motor B, and, of course, you can follow us on Pinterest, which is the rage right now. So that's where we are.
And, Susan, any closing advice for entrepreneurs or entrepreneur parents that need a little push to get going and get active?
I think, you know, I read a really great quote the other day that said, anyone that's ever taken a shower has had an idea. It's the people that get out and dry off and follow through on the idea that are successful. And I think if you have an idea, you owe it to yourself to pursue it. It may not happen overnight. And, you know, I work with a great group of entrepreneurial mothers, and some of them are very successful, but it doesn't happen overnight. But if you do one thing a day to work and grow on your business, before you know it, you'll have a super successful business.
Good advice. Fun interview. That was Dr. Susan Lowry, chiropractor, founder, and creator of The Motor B, the Moms on the Run blanket. And for more information, visit The Motor B, MOTRB.com. Dr. Susan, thanks so much for joining us today on Entrepreneurial Fit Radio.
Thank you.
You're welcome. And this has been Eric Dye for Entrepreneurial Fit Radio. Join us again for another episode that will help guide you to a more healthy and prosperous year ahead. And we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Entrepreneurial Fit Radio here on EPN. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.